Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "My ummah, my nation, is excused in errors, forgiveness, and what they have been forced to do." So how many things? One, two, three. Errors, forgiveness, forgiveness is two T's or one T?
There's no T's, it's a V.
Forgiveness.
Oh, I thought you said forgiveness.
So forgiveness is two T's or one T?
It's one T.
Okay, so forgiveness. And what is three? If they are forced. If they are forced. So, if you're forced in Islam, if you force it to do something, you're not responsible for it. Let's say, for example, if you are forced to quit Islam under torture, okay? So you just say, okay, I quit Islam. They tell you, okay, curse Prophet Muhammad. So you say, I curse Prophet Muhammad.
How would you do that?
If somebody's forcing you to do that.
Wouldn't it be better
then,
if you died as a martyr?
Then what is your heart? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ammar ibn Yasir, this example here is Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar ibn Yasir, he was forced to curse the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, he was forced to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he went to the Prophet crying, and he said, "They forced me to curse you." He said, "If they try to force you again, do it. You have no blame on." First of all, he asked him, "How do you find your heart?" He said, "My heart loves Allah and His Messenger." Then he says, "If they do it again, if they ask you again, do it." As long as your heart did not change. Remember, heart change is a problem.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. So as long as you did not change your heart, as long as you did not change your heart, then you're okay.
Basically, you just say it even though you don't mean it, right?
Exactly. Okay. It's just like somebody saying, like a baby, like, you see, say Muhammad is bad or I shoot you. So you treat him like a kid and say, okay, Muhammad's bad. Is that what you want to hear?
No.
Well, the guy who's forcing him wants to hear that from his mouth. So you can just tell him what he wants to hear. What he wants to hear.
So, but most people, even if you do that, they're going to shoot you anyways.
Well,
unless they're Russian hit people.
Okay, let's not get into that.
Are you kidding?
I'm saying if this happens... Forgiveness, like for example, if you forget and drink or eat during the month of Ramadan, during the daytime, forgiveness, then if you forgot,
okay.
The Prophet, it's okay. The Prophet said it means that Allah provided you, Allah wanted you to eat and drink. Okay? So it's like Allah wanted you to do that because Allah made you forget. Okay? How about errors? Errors usually happens with ignorant person. A person who doesn't know much about Islam. And he's, you know, like he's making a lot of errors because he doesn't know much about Islam. Okay?
So what would happen?
He's being excused. But the ones who didn't tell him are going to be the ones who get nailed. You know? Like if there's an opportunity to tell him and you didn't, or tell her and you didn't, then it's a problem for you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you got that three parts?
Mm-hmm. Wait, those are the three parts for what?
Okay, these three parts came about repentance. And about the things that we're excused for. We are excused, Muslims are excused for?
Automatically.
Are excused for? is the spelling of excuse, right? Mm-hmm. So write it down in a better way. Muslims are excused for and these things. Okay? So this basically deals with what we talked about last time, which is shirk. Okay. Is Islam verb or noun?
Noun.
Both.
And from a language point of view, it is a noun, right?
But if original, it's kind of like a verb also, because you actually, in Islam, you do things. So it's a verb
Islam
and a noun, but
action.
Islam in like language terms is a noun.
Yes, exactly. In a language, in a language term,
it can be an adjective.
No, that's Muslim.
Oh, that's Islamic, okay. Right?
So we're talking about Islam.
Oh.
From a language point of view, it is?
A noun.
But
it is a noun.
Is Islam a language? Is it like...
Lift your head and participate.
Then what
Muslims describe Islam, and then Islam is described by like...
What do I mean that Islam is a verb, even though from a language point of view is noun?
Because in Islam, you do things like you go pray, you give...
Islam speaks for itself.
Sadaqah, you do like have feasts.
This is right. He's saying that Islam requires you to do a homework. Requires you to do homework. Got it? Let it go. Let it go. Okay. So Allah always says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So always, Allah always say, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. What is the meaning of آمَنُوا and عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ? Huh? Amanu wa amilu salihati. Yes, go ahead. Believe and practice what they believe in. The ones who believe and practice, which is good deeds, do good deeds. So the one who believe, now why is that? Because if you believe in something and you don't do, you don't follow what you believe in,
it's like
then it becomes...
And you don't pray.
Exactly. That will tell. That
like
will
a hypocritical
hypocrisy.
Yeah, right.
Hypocrisy. So what is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy is to believe one way and act another.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Got that part right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Back to the names of Allah. Malik al-Quddus al-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin al-Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir. Okay. Then let's finish. Let's do the Aziz. The name of Allah al-Aziz. The name of Allah, what do you think al-Aziz is?
Like the universe?
The person who has Izzah is a person that nobody can mess with. Like is a person that has, is very powerful person. Is a very powerful person.
President China man.
Oh my God.
China.
I don't want to put it.
You can erase that. The name of Allah Al-Aziz. The name of Allah Al-Aziz. Okay. Aziz means have a lot of power. Have a lot of what?
Power.
Like, and usually it is used to describe the president. So if I say Aziz Miss, I mean what?
Aziz Obama.
Yes, I mean the... Aziz Miss, I mean the president of America. That's right. If I say Aziz America, then?
President of America.
President of the United States. Right. Aziz, the word Aziz means,
means
person yes. When we say Allah al-Aziz, what do we mean? Don't we just say that, for example, Obama is Aziz Misr?
Well, Aziz is like Azizi. It's like, isn't it like a baby like Aziz? Like
the name? Yeah, people use it as a name. So Aziz is
like loved one. Or
no, means like the one
Aziz Obama.
The one who has very
Then what's Aziz
al-Hakim? Al-Aziz, exactly. Al-Aziz is the one who has most power. The one who has most power. Okay? The most powerful. So Al-Aziz is the most powerful. Al-Aziz is the most
powerful.
Powerful. You got that part? So it means that nobody can harm Allah. Nobody can harm Allah, or nobody can upset Allah. Because if you upset Al-Aziz, you're in trouble.
That is not true, because a lot of people can harm the president and upset him.
Yes, well, but I'm talking about like Allah, Allah Al-Aziz.
Oh,
I'm talking about Al-Aziz. I am not talking about Aziz. She asked a very good question. So when we say Aziz America, do we say Al-Aziz America? No, because Al-Aziz is who?
Allah.
Now, one of the forms of shirk, is to say, one of the forms of shirk. Okay. Is to call one of the forms of shirk is to call someone. Is to call what?
Someone.
Al-Aziz or Ar-Rahman. Can I call my son Ar-Rahman?
No.
If I do, then it becomes
shirk.
Form of shirk.
Can you call Ar-Rahman, but not Ar-Rahman?
So say Rahman.
I had a friend in my old school.
Even though it's not recommended, you can say Rahim. You can use Rahim. So can you use Al-Malik? No. Can you use Malik?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you use
There's this guy named, his name isn't El Beta, but it's Beta. It's not El Beta.
So basically, if you add Alif Lam.
El Lakshmi. And there's Lakshmi.
If you add Alif Lam.
It's like the, like you're giving yourself a title.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're cheating.
Giving
the
name of Allah.
With Allah.
Exactly. Giving a human the name that is reserved to Allah.
One name. Sorry, I'm talking about
this. Okay. So you can call your children Aziz, but not Al-Aziz. Because Al-Aziz is Allah. Now, how about now in this life? Do you see people who have Izzah?
No,
not
Izzah. Izzah means people who are Aziz.
Like dictatorship.
Izzah. Izzah means like they have very much, they have a lot of power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be dictatorship. Like, for example, President Obama, Aziz America, he has a lot of power.
But he has to have it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you got that part?
Yeah.
So what did you get?
That you can't use Al-Aziz.
Exactly. But in this life now, you can see that people are Al-Aziz. Aziz. The people are Aziz. They have a lot of Izzah, which means a lot of power. So then, how could Allah say that He is Al-Aziz if they, we have people who have Izzah in this life? Huh? How do you reconcile that? How could you explain that? Huh? Okay. Because Allah is the true owner of everlasting Izzah. Is the owner of the what?
Everlasting
Izzah. But the people other than Allah, the Aziz other than Allah, or the people who have Izzah other than Allah, they have a short-term Izzah. They have what?
Short-term Izzah.
So if you obey Aziz, and something that Allah has made haram, then what happens? If you obey a person, let's say for example, Obama asks you to do something haram.
Then you don't do it.
Okay.
But then he'll kill
unless you're forced. No, you don't have to. Unless you're forced. So now, because he says, I have Izzah, I'm going to protect you. I have power and I'm going to protect you.
You would have time to run away until the security guards take out the guns.
They'll catch you. You're slow.
They probably already have guns.
Hold on. I lost my thought.
Obama will protect you.
Yes. Obama tells you, listen to me. Listen to me and I will protect you. Now, why is that? He says, I have a lot of izzah. I have a lot of izzah. A lot of what? Power.
Yeah.
And I am going to protect you. Okay?
From what?
If you believe that Allah is the owner of the true izzah, then you wouldn't listen to him. Why? Because if you listen to him, you might get izzah for a short term during this life. You might. But in the hereafter, it would be followed by what? By everlasting pain and hellfire. So what good is izzah? What good is izzah of Obama or whomsoever president? What kind of izzah? What kind of power? It is a short term power.
You can have power for 4 years instead of going to Jannah and living the rest of your life.
Exactly. Izzah, if you obey people who have izzah in this life, and that when they ask you to do something haram, okay, and they have izzah and they tell you, do it and we will protect you, do it and we will protect you, then what happens?
Just don't ask for their protection.
If you get their protection is going to be only in this life. Face the other way.
What if the izzah is not used?
Don't look behind you.
What if the izzah is not used in that purpose and is used as a good purpose?
Yes. What if izzah is used in a good purpose? That's what Allah loves. Allah loves power to be righteous. We have two kinds of powers. We have a righteous power or a righteous superpower, and then we have opposite to that superpower, opposite to righteous. Okay? The one that's righteous is to use power to make sure people are obeying Allah. Now, the not righteous superpower, okay, is to use power, okay, to make people disobey Allah. Okay, did you get that? Okay. You got that part?
No.
You didn't?
I did. I said yes.
Okay. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, about shirk. So, if you will, and Allah wills. If you and Allah will.
Will what?
Will something to happen. Get so you say, I'm going tomorrow to the mosque. If Allah and I will, or if Allah and He wills, or you will. So this is shirk. Why? Because what's the right thing? You say, if Allah, then you will. If Allah wills, and you will. Got it?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Do.
So what is the difference? The difference is then take what, and put then. So you say, if you say that, Allah wills, and you will. Allah wills and you will. Is this statement wrong?
No.
It is wrong. From an Islamic point of view, it's wrong, yes.
How? Yes. In what sense is
it? Why? Because the word and make them equal. Allah wills, and
it's a vine.
You will. So this is wrong to use. This is wrong to use. Why? Because you're making your will equal to the will of Allah. Be careful. Because you make your will equal to the will of Allah, which is what? Totally wrong. It's a form of shirk. Then what's the solution? What's the solution? Is to say, Allah wills, then you will.
Okay, I'll stop.
Okay, so Allah wills, then you will. So what did I do here? It changed an end to
then.
Why? Because when you use then, yes, it doesn't compare them. Then is your Lord. Now can you say, I will, then Allah wills?
Astaghfirullah.
No, because Allah does it first.
Because Allah is way, Allah created you.
Can you raise your left hand?
Me?
So if Allah wills, then you will. So this is wrong. Okay? This is wrong. What's the right thing?
The middle one.
The middle one. The use of word then. Then. Got that part right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Allah wills. When Allah wills, whatever He will happen because He is Al-Aziz. Now, people listen to dictators and people listen to bad kings and people listen to those who are telling them to do haram, okay? And they think that because they are copying the orders, because they are following the orders of the king, then they are not responsible. Like if the king tells you, go kill that person. If the king tells you, go kill that person, okay? And you go kill him. Otherwise, the king is going to punish you. Then who carries the punishment?
You
or the king?
The king.
The king and you. That's what I wanted to clarify. The king and you.
But I thought the king was forced.
Well, if it's forced.
He forced the guy to do it.
Yeah, or else you would get punishment if you don't do it.
Punishment is fine. But if you get forced, if you're going to be killed if you don't do it, then try to avoid it to the best you can. If you can't, then you can't.
You know how it's shirk to call people Al-Aziz? So is it shirk to call Allah just Aziz?
Unless you're using another word to attach, like for example, say Aziz of the sky, of heavens and skies, or Aziz of everyone.
But if you call Aziz Allah Rahman, not Ar-Rahman, is it shirk?
No, you call Rahman everything. In Arabic, you say Rahman everything, Malik everything, Aziz everything. So it depends on what comes next. Okay? So it has to be everything. So the true owner of Izzah is Allah. What does it mean? What good does Izzah of kings and dictators do to you if it's followed by an everlasting life and hellfire? No, it's not Izzah. That's not a true Izzah. That's a fake Izzah. That's not a true Izzah. Then what is, if you want, Allah said in the Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ. If you want Izzah, then what?
Work for it.
Allah owns the true Izzah. Then Allah owns the true Izzah. And do good deeds. If you're looking for Izzah, then Allah has the true Izzah. And to get the Izzah of Allah, then you do good deeds. Yes.
So Izzah means the most powerful, right? If you don't call yourself an Izzah, you just like go be president, is that haram?
Okay.
So you know how some leaders, they're all like, oh, I'm your Izzah, this and that. Yeah, how about if you just become president for like just coffee and then you can, like they vote you?
You can, if you have.
I mean, you don't want to be the president for fame. You want to make it because you want to make
now,
it.
Now, there is a question here. This is a very good question that I want to highlight here. Okay. Sit down. No? Okay. So there is righteous Izzah. There is what? There is what? There is righteous Izzah. What is righteous Izzah? When you employ your Izzah to obey Allah and to help people obey Allah, then this Izzah is bad or good?
Good.
Good. Because this is what Allah wanted. Allah wanted you to give your Izzah so that what?
So that you can
so that you could
put it to good use.
Yes. So if you make people obey Allah, that's right. You got that part?
Yeah.
So this is called righteous izzah. So what is the evil izzah?
Making them disobey Allah.
Making them disobey Allah. And look, the ones who kill because they were ordered to kill, okay, depends on the situation, but they will be responsible. So the bad king and the bad army, okay? If the bad army does something wrong, who's responsible? The king?
And the army.
The king and the person who does it. It's very important to know that. Both are responsible. The king and the followers. Okay? So it's not saying, okay, the king wanted me to do it, I'll just do it. No. In this case, you and the king are in trouble. So it doesn't protect you. And Allah spoke in so many verses in the Quran that the people who didn't have power, the followers, were cursing their leaders in hellfire. So the followers are cursing the leaders of hellfire and tell them, you, it's because of you we are here. We are here because of you, because we listened to you, because we obeyed you. So the kings and the leaders are in hellfire. They say, what you're talking about is useless because Allah already finished judging. Allah already judged us to stay in hell forever. So it doesn't matter. They tell them, it doesn't matter. And in another verse, they tell them, you liked it. You, in your heart, felt good or felt okay doing that. You got?
Doing the bad thing?
Doing what the king orders. Why would you do what the evil king orders? It's because you're seeking the izzah of the king. So, in our daily life, you and me, how do we believe in the name of Izzah of Allah? What does it mean that we believe Allah has Izzah?
It means that we believe that Allah is
the most powerful. So, if you want Izzah, then you please Allah. Now, the Izzah of Allah will protect you. Why? Because, yes, some bad guys have Izzah in this life.
He is the true Izzah.
Perfect. He is the true owner of Izzah. So the Aziz is the true owner of Izzah. You please him, he will
please you.
No, if you please him, he will protect you with his powers and get you to Jannah. What if you're forced, just like if you're forced, then really it depends on your heart.
Forced to do good thing or bad things?
Bad things. Then it really depends on your heart. If you like it, then you eat it. If you like it, you eat it. But if you don't like it and you're being forced to do it, then, as we said, Allah forgives things that are done by force.
But what if you're forced to eat pork and then, like, you like the taste of it?
Yes, and you...
Well, you can't help it. It's something that just...
I know, Shami likes
it. Well, it just tastes good.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He's baking all Sunday.
If you say it tastes good, then you have a change of heart. You have a change of heart. You got
what
that?
What if you don't want to eat it, but when you do eat it and you're forced to eat it...
You're forced to eat it.
It tastes good.
Yeah, and like,
then
it's not something you would help.
I know you would like it. Or say
you
would like wine.
You hate it. You have to be disgusted of it. You have to hate it.
But what if you're not?
Why do you have to hate it?
Because it's like a
brain. Then it is a heart to change. You're supposed to hate what is haram.
Okay,
so
okay.
If you see something wrong,
but you can't.
If you're
hate
blind. Okay, let's see if you're blindfolded, right? And then you ate pork. Okay.
Exactly.
What if it's good? Okay, you're blindfolded. You don't know what it is. You don't see what it is. You don't smell it. You know? You
just said the excuse. So
but
Allah would excuse
you.
Okay.
But how can you hate something like pork or wine if you haven't tried?
Why do you have to?
I'll give you an example.
Just say I like it.
It is haram. I'll give you an easy example. It is haram to watch bad movies.
What?
Haram to watch bad movies.
Like what do you mean by bad movies?
Yeah,
like they teach dating and they show stuff like that. They show bad scenes and
I
all of that.
I thought you mean like
It is haram to see them. Now, the minimum required is that you dislike them. Is what?
Can you
dislike them?
Dislike them. If you like them, then you're done. You're stuck with it. You got this part?
Yeah.
So,
what do you mean you're stuck?
Means you carry the sins.
Oh, okay.
Means you carry the sins. So in order not to carry the sins, your heart must be, must be hated. Must forgive it. Not to all movies. Some movies are good, some movies are bad. So, well, in this case is this. All right. Now, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.